Australia's Prime Minister spent the day in the company of world leaders, shaking hands, lunching and meeting at the G8 summit in Japan's North Island of Hokkaido. The G8 and its 8 invited colleagues, along with the heads of significant international bodies such as the UN, spent the day in talks. But it may be that more progress was made on issues close to Australia's heart in meetings on the sidelines which Kevin Rudd managed to organise. The Prime Minister also won praise for Australia's stance on climate change and backing from Germany for its proposed nuclear disarmament commission. Chief political correspondent Lyndall Curtis is travelling with the Prime Minister and filed this report.
Kevin Rudd has been doing what no other Australian leader has done, take part in the G8 summit, not as part of the group of eight, but included with 8 other countries who joined the world leaders at the summit's major economies meeting. He sat chatting at the start of the meeting to fellow invitee India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, with the United States President just 3 seats away. He also took part in what's called the family photo, the traditional photo of leaders standing in a line and waving. Although the G8 doesn't go in for the donning of the host's national costume, for which other groupings, such as APEC, are renowned. In the set piece of the day, the major economies meeting, there was economy in both the size of the delegations, Australia's consisted of just 3, and the length of the presentations. Each leader got just 6 minutes. Mr Rudd has been taking on board warnings from the government's climate change advisor, Ross Garnaut, that climate change has dire implications for Australia. And he's been stressing the urgency for action, saying the science on climate change has made it more important. That was his tone in a 10-minute sideline meeting with the UN Secretary-General, Ban Ki-moon. Both men agreed the world has no time to lose. But that sense of urgency hasn't translated into more action. The G8 meeting hasn't come up with binding targets, just a goal of long-term cuts and calls for unspecified cuts in the medium term. And even today's meeting, which included the major developing nations of India and China, which are under pressure to be part of emissions cuts, the steps towards global consensus are slow. The meeting agreed that the nations should commit to combating climate change in accordance with common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities. Environment groups have condemned the summit, calling it embarrassing and a waste of time, saying it made no progress and it was inaction masked as movement. Mr Rudd says the meeting was important, although he and some other leaders he's met with today are pressing for more to be achieved and are putting their eggs in the basket of the Copenhagen Climate Change Summit next year.
Today it was important to see the G8 resolve to move towards a goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 50% by 2050. This is an important step forward. Today in the meeting with the major economies, I indicated that Australia wants to see a new grand bargain, a new grand consensus between developed and developing countries so that we can act together to bring down greenhouse gas emissions in order to save the planet. Important for the economy, important for the environment.
The Prime Minister has called for leaders to demonstrate political support and momentum for a Copenhagen agreement. There was a sense of urgency too in the other matters discussed in Mr Rudd's one-on-one meetings through the day and at the wider summit. The leaders are worried about food security, with rising oil prices helping push up food prices. It's a matter Mr Rudd and the UN Secretary-General talked about. Mr Rudd was intending to raise the matter, possibly aptly, at the G8 lunch, and Ban Ki-moon let Mr Rudd know the UN General Assembly would be having a high-level discussion about it next week. Just 1 week after that is a meeting of ministers on the current round of world trade talks. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel told Mr Rudd she believes there are positive signs at the G8 on the Doha round, although they both say it's a critical time and a deal needs to be done later this month.
Also today, I'm engaging with senior leaders from around the world on the critical question of global energy security, including global oil supply, also the huge challenge of food security, and the absolute importance of getting an outcome when it comes to the Doha round of free trade negotiations, specifically for agriculture.
Mr Rudd is realistic about what's been achieved in Hokkaido, describing the day simply as useful.
It's been one step forward in what's going to be a difficult process, but I believe that Australia's voice has been projected, Australia's voice has been heard, but there is still much, much more work to be done between now and the conclusion of this round of negotiations on climate change and bringing down greenhouse gas emissions.
The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, ending that report from Lyndall Curtis in Hokkaido.